You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. China has been the biggest buyer of soybeans grown by Louisiana farmers. But President Trump's trade tariffs on Chinese goods have resulted in 25% fewer soybeans being exported to Chinese markets. And China has issued $39 million in new retaliatory tariffs onto Louisiana exports since the trade dispute began. While these tariffs have hit Louisiana's soybean industry hard, a former Louisiana congressman says tariffs affect everyone.
Keep in mind, tariffs are taxes. And what we've seen just totally since tariffs have been put in place, Louisiana taxpayers have paid $85 million in added cost. Taxes, basically, to the U.S. government in the form of tariffs.
Dr. Charles Bustani was a Republican Louisiana congressman for more than 10 years. Recently, he's teamed up with a nonpartisan campaign called Tariffs Hurt the Heartland, a group opposed to the use of tariffs. Speaking with Baton Rouge Public Radio, WRKF, Bustani explained how the Trump trade tariffs affect soybean markets and what it does to Louisiana's agriculture industry.
The problem now is that these tariffs have basically blocked market access for American exports, Louisiana exports of commodities like soybeans and other ag commodities. That means for our soybean farmers, they cannot find markets to export certain crops. So, for instance, with soybeans, the Chinese government basically quit taking American soybeans as a result of these tariffs. And now we've got soybean farmers having to plow over their crops because they can't sell it into China, and they have no place to store the crop, and so they just take a loss on it.
And it's not just having an impact on Louisiana soybean farmers. Bustani says the trade tariffs have a ripple effect throughout the economy.
It's causing a lot of collateral damage to the Louisiana economy, and this could get certainly worse if this continues. Small businesses are feeling it, and ultimately, if these tariffs are increased, as the president is talking about doing, it's going to hit, take a full impact on consumers, a negative impact on consumers. So these tariffs are basically hurting across the board in the economy, and the full impact is just beginning at this time.
Meanwhile, trade negotiations between Chinese and American officials resumed this week in Beijing, China. This has been Chuck Smith for Red River Radio News.